Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 26th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Maisa, there was a story, She'ovru Yosef me'abroim zug, where more than 40 pairs of witnesses went on their way to Beis Din to give a testimony about the new moon. Some Mefarshim learned that it was during the week. Other Mefarshim learned that this was on Shabbos. The Meiri learns it was on Shabbos. The Ikvan Rabbi Akiva Lod. And Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lod. He said, no, we don't need that many people to go to Beis Din to be Mechal the Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva thought that, according to the opinion that this was Shabbos, he thought this was a desecration of Shabbos that was unnecessary. Of course, you can Mechal Shabbos to give testimony, as we learned before, but 40 pairs of Eidim, no. He said he stopped them. Sholach alei Raman Gamliel. Ram Gamliel sent Rabbi Akiva the following message. Im ma'akev etoyz harabim, if you're going to stop the public coming from giving testimony, because you think that whatever the reason it is, you think that they already know, or there's enough people that are going to testify, nimtseiso machshilon la'osad lava, you will cause a problem for them in the future, because then they're not going to want to come in the future. They're going to say, oh, probably the other people have already testified. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Gamliel, that anybody who sees the moon in its renewed state and can come there in time, it's a mitzvah for him to come to Beis Din to give testimony, even if it's on Shabbos. Mishnah Zayin. Because Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the new month, is dependent upon witnesses, we're going to now learn about what type of witnesses are acceptable for Kiddush HaChodesh, or for Eidus HaChodesh, to testify before the Beis Din that they saw the moon. And here we'll find a machlokes as to whether family is permitted. Ovuv noy sheras HaChodesh, father and a son, saw the new moon. Yelcho, they should both go to the Beis Din to give testimony about sighting the moon. Loishe mitzdorvin zemzeh, not that they can join with each other, so that the new moon can be proclaimed a chodesh, to mekadesh the chodesh, based on the testimony, because a father and a son are relatives and cannot join together to be one set of witnesses. Ella, but rather, the reason they should go is she'im yiposeh lechod mehen, so that if one of them becomes unfit, makes a mistake in his testimony as they're checking him, others say maybe if one of them becomes posel, becomes unfit because for some reason, maybe he's a guzzlan, maybe there's something in his background that disqualifies him from being a witness, at least yitztarf hasheni imach, at least you've got the other witness that can join up with another pair, another witness who is not a related. And based on the on a kosher set of witnesses, Beis Din will be able to sanctify the new month. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ov uvnoi v'chol ha'krovin k'sherin le'edos ha'chodesh. He says a father and a son, and all relatives, even though for all other testimonies they cannot give, they cannot be witnesses together, k'sherin le'edos ha'chodesh. They will, however, be fit to give a testimony about the new moon. What's the reason? Why does Rabbi Shimon make an exception in the case of testimony for sighting the new moon? The Gemara explains because the Pasuk says in Parshas Boy, Vayomer Hashem el Amoshe vel Aaron lemer hachodesh hazeh lachem. Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron that this month will be for you. This is the hachodesh lachem. Rabbi Shimon learns that that Hashem was saying that the testimony for a new moon, hachodesh, will be fit even lachem, even for people like you, i.e. brothers. Family relationships, therefore, will not disqualify witnesses from coming together in this case of Kiddush HaChodesh, for Eidus HaChodesh, for testifying for the new moon. However, the Chachamim say that when Hashem said HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem to Moshe and Aaron, the Hashem was not saying that this is a kosher testimony for brothers like you, but rather it's kosher for witnesses who are as great, who are leading rabbis like you, that they should be mekabel the Eidus HaChodesh, that they should accept the testimony and sanctify the new moon. The halacha is indeed like the latter opinion, like the Chachamim, that relatives are not allowed, are disqualified, and they're from giving Eidus HaChodesh together. Om Rabbi Yossi. Maisa B'tuvia Rofa, there was a story with a Tuvia the doctor. Shera es HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim, who saw the new moon in Jerusalem. Hu uvnoi v'abda m'shachar, he saw it, his son saw it, and his freed servant, he had an Avaknani that had seen it, and Avaknani that's Meshuchar, that becomes freed, is of course a fully fledged Jewish man, but not related. So he had Tuvia and his son, who of course are related, father and son, and then he had an Avid Meshuchar who is not related. All three had seen the new moon. The Kiblu HaKoinim, Osov Esbenoi. The Koinim, there was a bastion of Koinim there, and they accepted Tuvia and his son as correct witnesses, as we learned before, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, or Foslos Avdai. And they disqualified the Avid Meshuchar because they heard that relatives are kosher for Eidus HaChodesh, for giving testimony for the new moon. But an Avid, even if he's freed and he's Jewish, but he doesn't have Yichus, doesn't have any ancestry, he doesn't have lineage, right? His parents aren't Jewish, and even though he's Jewish, and therefore they declared that the Avid was possible. But when they eventually came before the highest court, the Beis Nagodol in Yerushalayim, they did exactly the opposite. Kibul Oisav Zabdai, they accepted Tuvia and his son, and his Avid, the Avid Kanani, as kosher witnesses, because the halacha is for Eidus, for testimony. You don't have to have lineage as long as you're a kosher Jew. Ufoslo es benoi, and they disqualified the son, because they held, the Beis Nagodol held, that Kroivim, that witnesses, are possible, unfit for joining Eidus, even for Eidus HaChodesh. And that is, in fact, the halacha like the Chachamim.